Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of July 10th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. I want to thank some new patrons and some upped pledges. Thank you to Raymond, who is a new patron, and thank you to Yuri for upping his pledge. Thank you so much for the support. As for the Gamers In this week, I did promise last week we would talk about the Super Mario Maker 2 campaign. I have made my way through it. Well, I got the credits, which means that I played enough levels to complete Princess's Castle, so that's where I'm at. Also, Dr. Mario on iOS, I've been playing it, and guys, it's not very good. It's not good. You know, I liked Mario Run, I obviously like Fire Emblem Heroes, and then you look at Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, and it's like, it's okay, but I can't play both Fire Emblem Heroes and Pocket Camp. But then you look at Dr. Mario, and this is probably their, I don't want to say laziest, but like sort of most blatant attempt at just creating, you know, they've had smartphone games for a while. Ever since the inception of smartphone games, they've had tie-in smartphone games. This is what that feels like. At least in Nintendo's other offerings felt like there was a lot of effort and care put into the adaptation. But with this Dr. Mario on iOS and Android, it feels slapped together. It's a Candy Crush style clone where there's hearts and coins and diamonds and just a bunch of different microtransactions, and it's just not fun. You know, it's not the classic Dr. Mario gameplay. It has a bit of that, but like it's you dragging around viruses and trying to complete puzzles a la Candy Crush. So I'll play it a little bit more for the show, but I honestly don't recommend it. It's free to play if you want to try it out, but it's not, I don't think it's worth people's time, especially if you're a fan of Dr. Mario. You're better off playing, I think the Wii U had a Dr. Luigi game, which was a lot of fun. But if you don't have a Wii U, you could probably look at the Wii. They might even have some virtual console offerings on the 3DS. I honestly don't know, but this is a step down for Dr. Mario. The guy needs to turn in his PhD. I believe Jocelyn's also been playing the Super Mario Maker 2 campaign. We'll definitely talk about the announcement. I honestly had no news, and then this morning, Nintendo announced the Nintendo Switch Lite. Finally, it's been confirmed. A handheld-only Nintendo Switch. You can't plug it into your TV. The Joy-Cons aren't detachable. It's a rather interesting unit. It's priced at $200 Canadian. Is it $200 American? Anyways, it's much cheaper than the Switch, or the Switch original. So you'll get a discount. There's some trade-offs. It's a little bit smaller, a little bit more lightweight, more durable because it doesn't have the detachable Joy-Cons. So if you're interested, check it out. We'll certainly be discussing in detail on the Gamers Inn. Over on Summoner's Call, yes, there are new summer special heroes, the second batch to come out this summer, and it includes Lin. I know a lot of people reached out to me and said, hey, your favorite character, Lin, she's going to have a special hero. And I'm like, yeah, great. That's awesome. Always great to hear that they're doing another Lin alt. She's kind of on par with a lot of the other, you know, many alt characters, but she's, you know, a fan favorite. So, but we'll talk about that. I have not, just a bit of a spoiler, I have not had any luck summoning her. I think I went through my orbs today and no luck. So we'll see how that goes. This might be the first Lin I miss out on. I don't know. We'll see. But that's going to do it. No games this week that I saw coming out. So we'll touch back next week. I think there's some cool stuff coming out next week. New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening and have a great week.